As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? It's Bo here, and I am back with my third installment of Oh My Gosh, Avatar is Actually Good. That's right, so I've been going through every single episode, doing a binge watch, and sharing some quick thoughts on each one. I try to keep the thoughts relatively quick and mostly high level because I want to generate discussion and because I like focusing on what I like. And there is a lot to like about this series and these episodes in particular. Ready? Let's get to it. Episode 5, Spirited Away. A young girl is swept up in an enchanted world as her parents are turned into pigs. She must work to... Wait, hang on. Nope. Wrong one. Let's try this again. Spirited Away. The Aang gang, ever on the run from the Fire Nation, has found themselves amidst a burned-down forest. Coming into contact with some of the nearby folks, they learn that people have been disappearing and they enter into the spirit world in an attempt to figure out what's going on. Everyone's captured by the Face Stealer and forced to face their inner demons. And in the process, meet a lot of really awesome characters. Zuko is convinced to hire a bounty hunter in his pursuit of the Avatar, and we see that his sister Azula is taking the news of his success, let's say, poorly. Alright, so overall, I've got to say, this episode is probably the weakest of the ones that I have seen thus far, which is wild to me, because there's actually a lot of elements of this episode I really, really love. You got Washing Tongue, or however you pronounce the owl's name. Loved this dude from the anime. If I'm remembering correctly, he doesn't show up until season 2, but we've already started to see, and will continue to see, a lot of blending elements from season 2 into this series. I mean, obviously, Azula, this is not her first appearance, and she clearly was not a major player in season 1. But those kind of things don't bother me at all. In fact, I think this series has done a very good job of actually blending a lot of various stories into singular cohesive episodes. And this one, despite having some weak elements, I think chooses a lot of stories to blend together really well. Obviously, the way the main villain, Kaa, plays into this is huge. I get the sense that the Face Stealer is probably like the first nightmare that a lot of young viewers had when they were watching the anime, and I feel like the live action version of this character is done extremely well. The design is right, the creepy nature of him constantly switching through faces, and this familiarity that he has with the Avatar because of the connection with his previous lives are all very well communicated. And this episode is dealing with a lot of heavy subject matter, right? With fear, with trauma, with loss, and ultimately with Aang kind of getting a full arc in this of connecting with his friend and being comforted in the fact that there is nothing he could have done. He's been carrying the survivor's guilt because of what happened to the air nomads. And just as confronting the truth can be very difficult, it can also be very freeing. The truth here being, of course, there was nothing Aang could have done. And had he been there, he would have only died too. So these are all elements I really, really liked about this episode, but it was a little clunky, if I'm being honest. Especially in the beginning of the episode. Now, in all fairness, this episode really does set up what comes next. And that one is, in my opinion, far superior. But I gotta add this in really quick, because I know I've given Sokka, the actor playing Sokka, a lot of like high praise for really being a standout choice here. Actress playing Azula, fantastic. Fire Lord, also fantastic. And really, broadly speaking, I think this cast holistically is really, really solid. Gotta admit, not a huge fan of the bounty hunter lady though. Episode 6, Masks. So there's a lot that's great about this episode. A lot happens really, really fast, and we deal with some of the kind of the bigger things going on here. For one thing, we get Zuko's full backstory, and oh my gosh, it's brutal. I mean, absolutely brutal. Seeing the relationship with his dad, how the Fire Lord is just the worst individual on the planet, and seeing that despite kind of these traumatic moments that helped build the Zuko we see, that piece of him, that innocence that's inside him is still there. It reminds me a lot, actually, of Lex Luthor from Smallville. A lot of times they would explore the concept of Lex as somebody who does have good within him. Like, there is this young, innocent, but traumatized child that's locked away inside of him. And Clark is always there trying to fight for that child until finally Lex destroys the child, ultimately becoming the villain he is. Zuko is like Lex Luthor taking that different path, actually maintaining to some extent that innocence and the potential of being something more than a villain. And Aang gets to step into the kind of that Clark Kent role. I know I'm kind of making this weird comparison here, but I'm seeing it. This episode, we also get introduced to Roku. Roku, of course, an amazing streaming service that you can find. No, wait, hang on. Nope, sorry. Roku, the Avatar before Aang. Roku's amazing. And I like how he stands in stark contrast to Kyoshi. Like, these are two different avatars, two different past lives of Aang, and yet help him to see that he is his own person just as they are their own people. Aside from, obviously, you know, helping him get the thing to go back and, you know, get his friends back from the face stealer. I mean, it's all, you know, there's a lot going on, a lot going on. As we're tracking along, I still think that Warriors is probably my favorite episode of the series thus far. That being said, we've got two more episodes to go, and I'm looking forward to seeing how this brings it on home. There is a lot of literal ground to cover in just two episodes, so I'm definitely eager to get started on it. But in the meantime, let me know your thoughts on these two episodes, Spirited Away and Masks. What did you think about them? What did you like? What did you not like? These are obviously just my quick thoughts, so I want to get into it in the discussion in the comments below. Let's talk about it.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.